Blog Talk Radio.
Cut that shit off immediately. Yeah, you know, this is the end of the semester, and I'm pleasantly surprised because I didn't think shit was going to work out for me on the graduation tip, because I had a bunch of soft-ass dudes that couldn't stand me talking shit. And but those were the people that jumped on the sale. That's why, believe me, there'll be no more sales for Sidewalk University shit. I mean, I'll probably have a sale for my tools and the like, but Sidewalk University, no. I don't want no motherfuckers that want to sell. Now, it's crunch time. It's seriously crunch time. It's time for you slowpokes out there to enroll in Sidewalk University for this coming semester. Shit, April 1st. April 1st, it begins, and so does the new life for any of you guys who brave enough to sign up and see. You know, my name has always carried some kind of recognition. I ain't talking about Rosebud. I'm talking about my name, whatever it was. John, Soul Man, Rosebud, Proud. Man, I was called all those names. And all those names came from the way I carried myself. God damn it, hold on. Let me light my goddamn cigar. Yeah, it came from the way I carried myself. But sometimes my name gets the door slammed in my face. I remember one night I went to the fish market to get some shrimp. it was just this past winter. But it really wasn't that cold, because, you know, it ain't really been that cold up here, but it is cold. And, you know, I had my windows down, I'm blasting some jazz. And as I drove, I saw this bad little white bitch in a little sports car. And you know, I know when I'm getting action, even though I didn't want to fuck with the broad. I had to. I didn't want to go hard, so I lit the joint and drove on, not really paying attention to her. But I saw she was paying attention to me. Now look, before I go on, it's things that happen that's precursors to what's going to happen. If you fucking pay attention to what you're doing, if you have something in your mind to actually do instead of waiting for whatever. I don't wait for whatever. So what I'm saying is, I knew the bitch was paying attention to me, so I just was styling. You know, I stopped at a light, and then when I took off, she kept riding beside me. That's the real sign. So I looked over. And you know, she had a smile, a wide smile, wide as the Grand Canyon. And I'm telling you, I really hardly can ever go out without some goddamn woman wanting to say something to me, if not actually throwing herself at me. So I motioned baby to raise her window down, and I yelled out to her, "If you give me 15 minutes, you might find yourself to be at the point of no return." Man, she continued to smile because she didn't really know what the fuck I was talking about. And we just drove, and then we stopped at another light. And I said, "My name is Rosebud." And before I could finish, she said, "The pimp?" Burnt rubber on me. I was gonna say something slick to me, but I'm telling you, that bitch burnt rubber. Listen, she ran the light. So I must be one dangerous motherfucker to some people. That was funny. I don't know what made me think of that. Let's just baby ran the light and she turned like I was chasing her. That shit was funny. I'm sorry, man. You got it took off. Okay. All right. See. That's a true story. Now, back in the day, we used to... Oh, shit, man. That bitch burned rubber. All right. Now, we used to do what we did, you know, because that's what we believed. It was the right thing to do. We all had a taste of this Alabama. But we believed that what we was doing was the right thing to do. Hey, you guys, I'm sorry. I'm back on Blog Talk. You guys call in. I was on that goddamn stream. You already don't let me know when I get calls. So call in. My bad. But anyway, we didn't give a fuck, not one red cent, about a dancing bitch. Because we knew hoes would take that goddamn shit as weakness from a nigga that's talking about he got to have a dapper kitty. That's a kink in his armor. Now, what I'm saying is it ain't because what I'm saying is right. It's because what I'm talking about, the things that I'm saying are right. You got to be, you know, about what you represent out your mouth. All the things we did to keep them hoes in line have been disrespected by hoes. I'm saying, not by hoes. Not even talking about disrespected. That's just another key point I looked at. Goddammit. It's been misrepresented. All the things we did to keep bras being down and dirty about, you know, paying us. All that shit's been abandoned. It just has been abandoned. You know, we had different ways we knew to be our act because we didn't want to be disrespected. We didn't want to be disrespected. You know, there's a bitch going to disrespect you. I'll fuck you, nigga, and you check that bitch. But you didn't have to do that all the time. Because if you really knew who that bitch's man was, call that nigga, man, that bitch, and tell him that nigga, even if he is in the bed, he getting up and come check that bitch. And that kept pimps from having to put their hands on another nigga's bitch. But no, you guys don't do that shit. I'm just saying, fast forward to the day. And I'm honestly asking this question. Is it important for a woman to see her man as a full-fledged man as it was in my day? Because I'm asking this question because I heard a motherfucker say out his mouth that he was about this Abba-Dabba. The Abba-Dabba kid. And she told him to come down to the club and make it rain. And the nigga didn't get upset. The nigga didn't cap on that. He started chuckling with his buddy. Man, and then he told his buddy what she said. And do you know what the other nigga said? Shit, nigga, let's go make it storm. 716, what's up?
I think it's definitely important. I think today that, you know, women, when they see a man, they got some level of respect just because he's a man. But a man, he'll undermine himself with all of the bullshit that he got going on in his mind.
Hey, he completely undermines himself because he don't stand up for what she even looking at. That's why it's extremely important. It's important for many reasons. What I'm saying is if she don't see you as a man, the things you saying are not going to have the effect that it would have on her if a man was saying it to her. So you're going to be saying shit you think is proper, but it ain't going to be piercing her because she got her armor up. Bitches got armor too. That's Paul, ain't it, Paul?
Nah, yeah, it is Paul. you know.
Yeah, I recognize that voice, nigga. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was, I'm dealing with it right now, still learning about it. I don't think, SWU, man, it ain't never nothing you're going to graduate from. You will level up, but this shit ain't no, I was telling you about a chick yesterday. She was like, man, that was, you got so much confidence. You know, he was kicking it. She was like, you know, it's simple. I just want someone real. I'm like, well, shit, let's make that shit real for us. She was like, you think we can really make it happen? Now, I think the average guy, he'd be like, oh, she ready to go. She ready to go. But to me, she still had her guards up in a way. Even though that she was opening up, she still had her guards up. So
I put her ass on. Wait. Now, she's coming at you like that, and you think she got her guard. 202, I see you. I'll get you in a minute. And you got your guards up. What I'm saying is what you talking about her. And she, what the fuck did you let that bitch know?
Well, shit, she asked me, what was, am I single or why am I single? And I said, I'm an NSA man. I don't take people serious until they show me they serious. The last relationship I was in, the chick was lying about stupid shit and I got tired of it. I like real shit. And she was like, yeah. I was in a relationship. The same thing with me, and I'm just looking for something real simple. All I want is real.
So what's NSA?
NSA is no strings attached.
No strings attached. And that's the kind of relationship you want with a bitch.
Until she show me that she's serious.
All right. I didn't say that was wrong with it. I just asked. Hold on. 202, what's up with you?
What's up, OG? How you doing?
I'm good, bro. What's happening?
Yeah, I wanted to address your question you asked earlier about if a man should always represent men that you were back in the day. And I just wanted to say absolutely. A woman, if you let her go unchecked or if you don't address the behavior that she's doing, she can believe that she can do that over and over again. And like you said, if you let it go unchecked, and then you check it finally, your words aren't as piercing. They don't really hit as hard because she thinking she can run all over you. So if she telling this nigga to go get up and go spend money and he does it, then that's an absolute foul offense. And I'm embarrassed that even happened. And like that's just embarrassing.
But do you see that kind of shit happening today?
I haven't seen it personally, but just, I can just the way dudes are today, it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me. They let women walk over them. Anything they want, they give it to them. They don't challenge anything they say. They go along with and agree with everything. A woman don't like it when you agree with everything she says. She wants a man to be challenge her opinion. They like that shit. That turns them on.
Don't give it all away, baby. That's real.
Hey,
though.
Hey, man, you gave me this abba-dabba, OG. I appreciate you. You hear me?
You know it. Hey, Paul, you got anything else?
Man, I remember, to go with your story, I remember hearing this dude, he just met this chick. He was arguing with her. It might have been like 2 a.m. in the morning or some shit. And she went to yelling and screaming and ran out the house. You know what he did?
What's that?
He chased her out the house, and about 10 minutes later, they came back. But in my mind, whatever the fuck happened, he got to be paying that motherfucker, man. That sounds like the same.
Man, that was, I wouldn't have did. I'd have closed the door. She ran out the house. I'd have closed the door. I wish I would run out there. Anything can happen to me. Look like I'm chasing a bitch. Shit. Hey, all right, man. Let me go on. I got hella shit to kick today. Hey, you guys, keep it coming, goddammit, though. It don't matter. Cause the motherfucker is real. And like I'm saying, if you know, answer the question like these brothers did, they let me know where they coming from. But when I asked these youngsters where they was coming from, they didn't know what I was talking about. One of these niggas was claiming this abba-dabba, I'm telling you, and he didn't even know what I was talking about. And like I say, Paul, what I do, I just close the door, and I when the motherfucker say, what, man? Shit, man. Nigga go down there making rain. I say, all right. And I left it alone. I ain't finna try to wake up no sleep-ass motherfucker. If you want to stay sleep, motherfucker. Because, man. So my point, I don't believe that there's a woman alive that can stand it when I really get at her. I just don't. Most times I don't really get serious. I keep it on the not serious tip. I just play my hand, whatever that is. Now, but here's the serious feel, and I don't care what damn one of you women say. This broad paid me for 6 years after I rolled on her and said this shit to her. I remember I rolled all that day and didn't even get a bite. I put my being in each fresh opportunity that I saw that presented itself. Shit. I got at them, but didn't nothing develop. You know, that kind of shit be happening. And it really ain't no big deal. But, you know, a lot of you motherfuckers take that shit personal. Well, you know, if you're going to speak to 100 bitches in 1 week, you got to know 90 of them ain't going to give you no action. So it can't be 90 motherfucking bitches don't like you. It got to be that chances are it's only two things that could happen, yes or no, action or not. And if you don't get no action, that's because that's the way the chips fall. Fuck, you going to take it personal for what I'm saying is it could either be the environment you in, it could be the type of bitch you fucking with, it could be anything or a number of things. That you do. It ain't got shit to do with now, bitch. Judging you. So, you could be fucking with some goddamn low-class bitch that can't recognize shit from sugar. So how the fuck is she going to be able to recognize who I am when I'm riding back? That's just silly. Silly of me to even think. So niggas say, I'm going upscale. Now, a nigga rolling a Rolls Royce, jeweled up, dressed very abba-dabba. and I ain't getting no action. Shit. Now, there is so much shit I know to think now. It's crazy. But then, I only knew to think, get at the bitch and spot your action. And I know to see my way out of any stupid shit. I'll handle it or it's surely going to handle me. So I go to this little joint named Dino's in Beverly Hills. And I sit in the booth. And the waitress comes up to me with a smile and asks me, what will you have? And I thought to myself, I'm a motherfucking pimp. And this bitch asked me, what the hell will I have? So I decided to show her ass what I would have in this swank-ass place. And yes, this is why I came a scale. These bitches will make you think. You know, my mind is buzzing around while I'm thinking this thought. And just that quick, I came up with some real shit to say. So this bitch can see me as a motherfucker who is the most different motherfucker she ever seen. And I know she didn't see it at all, because she in Dino's. So just that quick, I got dizzy and I smiled at baby. And I said, I think I will have you in every possible way. And then I said, preferably shaken, not stirred. Trying to go with that James Bond shit. Now the bitch looked at me for a moment and didn't say anything. But, you know, me being a mind reader, I said, I know, young lady, you thought you had heard it all. Silly you. That's just how young you are. Live a little more while. Live a little while and enjoy what the things you think are. And I'll have. And I thought for a moment. And then I say, you're going to learn. You're going to learn what you think is what you are about. And then I said, investigating me, isn't it? That's what you're thinking about. Now, what am I doing? As long as she's standing there, not telling me to hurry up and order, I'm enticing this bitch. She don't know what to say to me. So after I say all that shit, I said, if you do want to investigate shit, can't do it in here. I say, what you doing when you get out? The bitch said, I get off in two. Who are you? I hadn't even told her my name yet. She just was astonished. Why, young lady, do you not recognize I'm your deepest fantasy? I'm your deepest fantasy materialized in the form that you demand, you deemed most pleasing for you visually and most stimulating for you mentally? Man, goddamn, I'm thinking of this shit. I'm running this shit by this broad, because I'm really trying to think of how the fuck am I going to say my name. So I said, young lady, allow me to introduce you to your desires. My name is Rosebud. Woo-hoo-hoo! And I reached out and grabbed her hand and gave her that little dainty shake. Yeah. See, what I'm saying, I damn near had to remind that bitch to get me a drink. She was supposed to get, you still want to get my drink, don't you? Oh, yeah. So, that woman didn't stand a chance with me. She just didn't, because I drive a diesel truck with no fucking lights. And what makes that so goddamn dope is I drive exclusively at night. Especially when there's no fucking moon and no stars, no street lights. I drive in the dark. Bitch, you did not get in my motherfucking way. Besides all that, I speed. Now, I'm driving a Mack truck in the city limits. Speed with no lights, no fucking light from the environment, and you gonna take a chance to cross the street? I'm a real motherfucker and I show it. I do. I have always had a flawless conversation, and when a woman actually gets wrapped up in how I deliver my words, as this woman was, I'm having baby. I know it, because it is not the things you say, but when the things you do say are of the nature that this bitch was seeing what the fuck I was saying was. See, what you say is important. But how you say it is even more important. Because just as animated as I am talking to you, it's how I be talking to Bae. And she just be wrapped up in everything I'm doing. How I'm talking, how I'm got her looking at my hands. I see looking at my lips. I'm saying, oh, man, shit, the bitch looking at everything. Why? Because I'm moving it. I ain't one of them sit still talking to your ass motherfuckers. Bitch, please. Please. So, I'm just saying, things happen right in front of you. Show you what you should do. But if you scared to move on what you think because you might be wrong, okay, don't do it. Because I go with the might be right thought. I guess it's like the glass is half empty or half full. If I might be wrong, shit, fuck it, I don't want to talk to the bitch. Well, if I might be right, shit, let me hurry up and talk to baby. Either way, both answers are still in play. But mentally, I feel like my way, I might have the baby. I might get baby. Because that's, you know, going to be where I'm coming from. On the other hand, you're going to be coming from, you ain't going to get baby. So you really putting a half-ass effort in. That's how your mind works. See, this is because I know how to use my persona to my advantage. I know how to use me to make a person get into me. Male confidence 2.0. That shit, well, you can't even buy it no more. I forgot. If your motherfucking ass ain't coming to Sidewalk University, you ain't getting the confidence course. That's just all it is to it. I done hired motherfuckers to troll the internet and not troll, whatever they call it. I'm trying to all these motherfuckers that's been bootlegging my shit. You know, I know they do it, but I wasn't caring. Because when the motherfuckers get the bootleg shit, and they get to asking questions that motherfuckers can't answer. So they only buy one part. They never do what they do with me. They buy it all. Because I got it. I'm the one made the shit. So my thing is I have people who have been fucking with me since the very beginning. Since the very beginning, even before I had Sidewalk University. And you know, this is, and I must say, I am bragging when I say this shit. But this is something from the very first alumni who to this day will not be denied being first to get whatever the hell I'm putting out. This motherfucker, any time I put it, which I haven't in a long time. But when I was putting shit out, he was getting it first. And this is because that motherfucker believed in what I was doing. He could see what I was saying, and he was implementing it. And I asked his thoughts on 2.0. And he said, but I'm going to pick it up again. But I seriously had to put that shit down. In 5 minutes yesterday, I made a notebook and titled it Positive Notes, and it already got 6 positive experiences with 21 pages in it. Oh, man, that shit is a monster for me here. Then he said, but this shit is priceless. I'm going to get back to you. Best ever. Can't believe it. Good. I'm just saying all that shit. See, I feel my alumni. And I direct my course towards what works. And as far as how I deliver the message to them, it's based on what I determine will work, not for them, but based on them. This alumni that I'm talking about above else, all else, he just feeling how he feels, you know, kicking with a real peer. He's feeling himself as a peer, me and him peers. All his friends that he was peers with, he never felt anything as far as a peer. It's because I represent something. And the nigga know, I ain't talking to you if you say some stupid shit. And I ain't going to tell you what's stupid. I might tell you what's stupid. But most times I don't even tell you what's stupid. I just tell you, man, you keep that stupid ass shit to yourself. Because I ain't trying to wake up the dead. A lot of people want to be dead. What I'm saying is, I believe motherfuckers can see so much of what they learned at Sidewalk University. They can see it going on in everyday life. And the same things they see after going to Sidewalk University is what they were seeing before they came. But now they see it through different eyes. They got so much more going on about what they see. Because everyday life is what you need to learn. All that bullshit you learn, it ain't going to do you no good. I know. Go ahead on and learn it. And when you start doing you some good, I'm glad for you. I'm talking about shit that you can learn that can start doing you some good right now. Not a whole bunch of years from now. So, motherfuckers just be astounded that I could just keep coming up with this information to explain to them. Everybody wants to have it, but very few will work to get it. And I'm telling you, when I sold that shit last semester for $500, damn near 50 people came in on that semester. They all wanted it. It was there when it was 1500. But they wasn't fucking with it then. Shit, it came down to 500. They wanted it. They all wanted it. But out of them 50 motherfuckers, only 6 motherfuckers ended up lasting to the end. And out of them 6, right now, I'm 4 out of 6 graduating because the other 2 hadn't turned theirs in yet. But they just do this week. So what I'm saying is I got motherfuckers who want to be first in everything. So that motherfuckers turned it in before the week began. Fuck that. They ain't trying to kiss my ass. They trying to be motherfuckers. And that's what motherfuckers do. They ain't waiting. White people don't ask what's old anymore. I hate that. You want to know why they don't? Because they defined it. Anytime you let a white person define anything, they're going to steal it from you, especially if it's valuable. I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going to believe it, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm sure you guys heard of American Bandstand. I'm sure you heard of Soul Train. I think for a fact, American Bandstand was first. And all you would see on American Bandstand was white people dancing to this, whatever group that played this music that had no rhythm scene like the black people. But the white people loved it. And the way they was dancing, it just looked crazy. So Soul Train came on and it got real popular. And it was popular because the same song the American Bandstand dancing to, and they looking all wild and crazy, Soul Train motherfuckers dancing this song, and it's all coordinated, and everybody ain't doing the exact same dance, but they all coordinated, and you can see they're dancing. Now, what I'm saying is we tried to explain what made us the way we were. Then we used to tell them, it's soul. We got soul. And they would say, soul? What is soul? You know, it's in our feet. It's in our hands. You know, it's in the way we talk. You know, what are you talking about? They never understood what soul was until they really started focusing on soul music. They couldn't figure out what made it so funky. They couldn't figure shit out. But they were musicians. And I forget who it was. Somebody, some nigga told them, because you guys are off beat. And then they realized through whatever that on the first and the third beat is where white people move. And on the second and the fourth beat is where black people move. Now, musically, that's very clear to a musician. And before you know it, then white boys start getting bands like Average White Band and the Righteous Brothers and who else? Just a whole bunch of motherfuckers, white boys, that was playing with a drummer and a bass player that was black, and they had that rhythm, and the rest of the shit, you know, they was just adding their music and shit, but it sounded soulful. And there came Blue-Eyed Soul. Now, think about this shit I'm saying. Blue-Eyed Soul came in. Now, you know who got blue eyes. So what I'm saying, this is why in the old days you could actually see extreme differences between the races dancing. And what I'm saying, once they realized musically how to play soul music, they started stealing it. And they turned soul music into, because this electronic shit was starting to come out, they started putting electronic shit to it. Then it became disco. And what I'm saying is each little phase of it, soul music was getting less and less, not less popular, but had less impact. Because it wasn't just these motherfuckers that could do it. Soul music is something else. Now every motherfucker can do it. That's my point. When they get something, they define it so they can do it and fuck it up. What they do with the word pimp? It was a cuss word at one time until they start talking about pimp my ride, pimp my car. Same with rap. Nigga shit. All nigga shit. Until them motherfuckers figured out how to use it, and then what? Who win the rap awards? Who win the soul award? Who win the blues awards? Come on, man, white boy. Man, so my point in saying all that is that what they cannot steal is this abba-dabba I got, the abba-dabba you gonna get. They can't steal it. They can only try to copy it, but they gonna do it like white boys do it. They ain't, see, I'm not really saying I try to show white boys how to be brothers. But I show them how to not be thinking that white boy shit when it comes to a bitch or when it comes to whatever you're trying to get or do. I don't know what the fuck you want to call it. I just call it being a man. Man, ain't no nigga going to be waiting. If you want them waiting ass motherfuckers, get away from me. I don't want to fuck with nobody that be waiting. Fuck that. There ain't no category for black music no more. So, if they didn't took your music, they didn't made it to where most motherfuckers accept whatever the fuck they talking about as the norm. And you wondering why bitches is looking at men so negatively? They're all acting like fucking weak-ass white boys. But all white boys ain't weak. I don't give a fuck how you hear me saying this. I ain't being racist. I'm saying, I know niggas that got bullied, but I know 10 times more white boys that got bullied. So my point is, if you're going to be soft, then you're going to expect a woman who is soft to respect you as a man, then you're fighting a losing battle. Because you just want to be accepted as a person, and she's accepting you as a person. Because once she accepts you as a man, automatic respect comes out. You ain't got to tell her what to say, how to say it, when to talk. You ain't got to do all that goddamn shit. Only motherfuckers that's fake can do that bullshit. Fake motherfuckers. I ain't doing it, and you ain't got to do it. Why? Because if motherfucker got to do that shit, you shouldn't be fucking with the bitch. And if the bitch knows you think that, and otherwise she could lose your ass, bitch is straighten up. We, as people, don't have shit on our own, of our own. We ain't got no Germantown. We ain't got no Japanese town. We ain't got no Chinatown. You know, we ain't got little Italy. We ain't got little Cuba. All we got is the hood, the ghetto. I'm telling you, the shit is nothing when you think about what I'm saying. But when you think about the effect of what I'm saying have on the entire people, this shit I'm saying is powerful. I'm telling you, motherfuckers, black people today have to try to have soul on their son. You know, some of them motherfuckers can make that voice like Luther Vandross, that the trill, a natural soulful trill, and you know, some of them singers, the female singers, you know, they, you know, all singers, black singers got it when they deliver their lyrics. But some of them just really had it. And now, when you know, you look back at a singer, you can sing, and you think about Luther Vandross, you can see this motherfucker trying to make that sound. They never hit it right because they trying to do it. The motherfuckers that invented it was doing it naturally. It just came out. That's why it sounded like it did. That's what was soulful about it. So I'm just saying, you guys, if you want, if you're too slow to relate what I'm saying the two subjects relate. Just like black music is going to disappear, black men is going to disappear. Black men is going to be right here, but they're not going to have any things special about them anymore because they turned into doing everything white people do. I ain't mad at you. If I could, I'd buy me one of them big old ass fucking houses too. And I probably would do all the same shit. I ain't mad. And now one of you, excuse me, I gotta be good. I ain't mad at now one of you motherfuckers that hear me saying this shit and you got it. It ain't like I'm hating on you. What I'm saying is that I'm aware of this. So as I navigate my way through life, I'm not going to let it fuck me up. I ain't going to go for none of the shit. I ain't changing my style of clothes. I ain't finna trim my eyebrows or worry about, you know, whatever. When I wake up on the shit, shave and shower, I'm gone. You know, women wake up and got to change their eyes and their eyebrows and their motherfucking eyelashes and their cheeks and their lips and their hair and their earrings. I mean, they don't want to do that shit. Men don't do that. If we short, we short. Women put on high heels. They hate themselves, fellas. Think about it, man. The woman you eating dinner with, the same woman you wake up with, even though the body is the same, they certainly don't look the same. She go in there and take all that shit off and come in with you, and you damn near, if this your first night with the bitch, and she do the shit, you're going to be saying, what happened to Mary? who are you? Come on. Don't tell me I ain't bullshit, man. You know the girdle's all on. You know, take the girl off, all the shit fall out. Come on, man. I mean, I ain't mad at none of them. I like big bitches, to say the truth. But what I'm saying is reality is taking a whooping in today's world. You gotta be real. And see, that's what you get from Sidewalk University. You learn the only way to be real is see everything through your eyes. And everything through your eyes have to be interpreted the way you think, which means you believe it, so you don't question yourself. I don't question myself. Now, I have questioned myself, and I more than likely will be questioning myself in the future. It's just to say I question what I think. I don't. I do not. I think it and I do it, and if it's wrong or fucked up or whatever, I suffer the consequences. If you see me, I ain't stabbed, I ain't shot, I ain't sick, and I'm 70. So I must not be doing too much wrong. So my thing is I keep all of that shit, all the stuff that I've been doing, I keep it around me to remind me of how much I got to do still. I just look at all that fucking effort and I tell myself, but you still have about twice as much of that shit to do. Then every kind of worry and every kind of hope, I have the same thing. I ain't done. I'm going to be blessed to see the greatest fucking experience of all. And that will be the day when all the motherfucking men on my motherfucking friends list or that come on my show will be able to show how sturdy their nutsacks is. To accept any challenge I say. Open your mouth, talk about with everything. That will be the day that I probably will. I guess I'm going to quit then. But that will be an astonishing day. We're going to all be standing full weight on our nuts. Come on. I live for the day all of us are real men. Now, what kind of conversation will that be? Think about it. It's in my walk because I got it. It's in the way I smile because I got it. It's in the way the words come out of my mouth because I got it. It's in the way I greet people because I got it. It's in the way I see people because I got it. It's in everything I do, the way I eat, sleep, the way I walk, the way I dream. It's all because of how I feel about being me. I told you many years ago, once I start, I will be showing you things about confidence and manhood for the next 100 years. And it only has been a few. Confidence ain't waiting for nobody. It ain't something you can hear about and learn it in a year or two of study. You can learn the basics, the principles, as quickly as coming to Sidewalk University. But like the caller said earlier, you never graduate, really. You constantly learning, elevating levels. If you're on level 1 and you know level 10 is the top, shit, you look it up like a motherfucker. But once you get to level 7, you liable to be looking straight at goddamn level 10. And 8, you're going to be looking on the top of it. 9, you're going to be looking down at it. 10, you're going to see shit. It's a whole bunch of mo-steps back there. You couldn't see him because he was too far away. You needed to get up these 10 so you can see these other 10. The same thing gonna happen when you get up that 10. That's life. You keep learning. The confidence you gained from my motherfucking course, 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0, will not be the same you will not be the same after you finish with it. It will be the same in the same confidence in words every time you revisit it. But your knowledge of life and your ability to represent your manhood would have grown to such an extent that the way you see shit or the way you interpret or take information in will change right along with you. That's the power of this shit. It's those changes that really will promote your goddamn growth. You have to adjust to the changes. So you can't be afraid of all the different knowledge that you should be learning, or you're going to learn fucking with me. Just be glad you can learn it. Just prepare yourself. We peaking. I'm telling you, we're peaking at Sidewalk University, just like I promised. I think it's only proper to speak of all the young motherfuckers that do be fucking with me that are proper. I be speaking to them, some of them that we speak on the phone. These are young brothers, couple ladies, and most of them have legitimate problems that, really need to be dealt with. And some of them ask my opinion, and all of the cases I've got my suggestions, but I always tell them, you got to reach inside, man, and think about what the fuck are you going to do? What would you do? Not what would I do? Hell, you don't think the way I think. You don't live the way I live, so how could I know what to do for you? Man, it's just really, I don't know. The shit. It's important to me, really important to me, that you motherfuckers start trusting what's going on at Sidewalk University. You just need to believe it. You buy every goddamn thing else. And the only deal that I'm giving for Sidewalk University is you don't have to pay the $1,500 up front. You can pay $500 every month, the 3 months. And that's just as well. Now, that is the only deal you're going to get for Sidewalk University. And goddamn it, I'm telling you, I'm going to make my videos about an hour. I might do an hour and a half, but most of the time, I'm only going to do an hour. You guys ain't calling me in, so I'm just about to motherfucking go on about my business. I got so much done. I'm going on the wine train. This an excursion in Napa. 7 hours. You start out and you had this magnificent breakfast on the train. Then you go to this a winery, taste wine, eat cheese, woo-woo. Then you get on the train and you go somewhere else, and you have this luxurious lunch, and then you go to another winery, and you do that about 5 times, because I don't know if it's really for this, but it seemed like it's so you could have these 5 courses of meal, because each time you make a stop and get back on the goddamn train, there's a meal. And that's why I take all these hours. So I'm thinking, shit, man, this is going to be cool. So she said, well, how will you be taking care of it? And I say, who's my card? And she said, the number. And I said, well, how much is it? Bitch said $750. I said $750. She said, yeah, and then she started explaining. I said, hold on, you know what? You don't even have to explain, because everything says gourmet. All of the goddamn pictures you can see is upper crust shit. I thought, I'm just trying to have some fun, but, you know, I'm a senior, so, yeah, I'm going to do it. And she said, if you're a senior, I'm going to give you a discount. All right. I'm thinking that bitch gave me a $20 discount on each spot, because I paid for this bitch, too. So what I fucking said is, man, you have to be real. Because my first mind was to say, I'm not fucking paying no $700 for that shit. But then I'm the one who want to have fun. I'm the one thought of it. Then I said to myself, fuck that, I'm doing this shit. I ain't never did it before. And if it's too much for whatever reason, I'm going to just not do it again. But what if it's really, really, really fun? Shit. Hey, what the fuck is going on with that? Hey, you guys, I'm gone.